继续锁定 Radio 774 Tom Radio 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。I'm Jessie， 今天我们要和 Tom 来说说无敌浩克。
Hi everyone, this is Tom. Today we're going to share the movie The Incredible Hulk.
在电影《绿巨人》公映五年之后，影迷们期待了许久的续集总算是正式推出了，成为了2008年暑期档的重头戏。
The Incredible Hulk is adapted from the comic Hulk.
值得一提的是呢，这部续集电影的演员阵容十分强大。
Edward Norton acts as Bruce Banner, the scientist, at the same time Hulk, and Liv Tyler acts as Bruce's lover, Betty Ross.
这次的大反派 Blonsky 由著名的英国演员 Tim Roth 出演，大家一定都很熟悉他主演的电影《海上钢琴师》，还有近两年大热的美剧《Lie to Me》。
The film was being paid a lot of attention before it released.
幕后制作人员对于影片精益求精的态度也是令人惊叹。
It is said that Edward Norton revised the screenplay every day while shooting to make it more perfect.
另外据称呢，在电影当中为了制作主角的一滴血落下了三层楼的这个镜头，技术人员花了整整一年的时间才将它处理得完美无缺。
Now, let us enjoy this exciting and thrilling film, The Incredible Hulk.
科学家 Bruce Banner 正在为军方进行一个秘密的试验。
The general wants him to revive a World War II era military super soldier, but tell him the goal of the experiment is to make human beings immune to gamma radiation.
不幸的是呢， Bruce 在一次实验中遭到了致命的伽马射线的辐射，体内的基因产生了变异。每当 Bruce 兴奋或者是愤怒的时候，就会变身成为绿巨人 Hulk，并且造成十分严重的破坏。无奈之下， Bruce 只好隐姓埋名，远离恋人 Betty， 逃到了巴西，并继续寻求能够治愈自己的解药。
As the film opens, Bruce works at a soda bottling factory in Brazil.
一天 Bruce 在工作的时候呢，不小心割破了手指，一滴血掉进了一瓶袋装饮料瓶中，而且批货呢正好运往美国，所以 Bruce 无意间暴露了自己的藏身之处。Ross 将军得知了 Bruce 的行踪之后呢，马上开始部署抓捕他。
Here's something a bit more interesting. Possible gamma sickness. Milwaukee. A man drank one of those Guarana sodas. Guess it had a little more kick than he was looking for.
Wow. Where was it bottled?
Porto Verde, Brazil.
Get our agency people looking for a white man at that bottling plant. Tell them no contact. If he even sees them, he's gone.
手下向 Ralph 将军报告 ，A man drank one of those Guarana sodas. Guess it had a little more kick than he was looking for. 有人喝了一瓶瓜拉纳果汁汽水，结果发生了他意想不到的事情。Kick 在非正式用语里头是极度兴奋、极度刺激的意思，尤其是形容毒品或酒精效力的时候。所以这里头手下报告的时候说 ，Guess it had a little more kick than he was looking for， 就是说他喝了这瓶汽水以后受到了过强的刺激，这个兴奋的程度远远的超过了预期，说明这个汽水里含有刺激的物质。
你也许会对这件事情感兴趣，可能是伽马感染。但没有问题。有人喝了瓜拉的果汁饮料，结果发生了意想不到的事情。
哪生产的？
巴西波的县。
马上派人去那个饮料装瓶厂找一名白人，千万要小心，听到风声他们立刻逃走。
在军事基地，将军调来了一名得力助手 Blonsky。
General Ross sends a team, led by Russia-born British Special Ops expert Blonsky, to capture Bruce.
I got you a good shot notice, but they're all quality. Had a bougie 1-8. Emil Blonsky, born in Russia, raised in England, and a lone SOCOM from the Royal Marines.
I know you're cashing some chips for this, Joe.
Glad I could help. Just make it good.
别人向 Ross 将军介绍刚刚调来的 Blonsky， 说的是 on loan to SOCOM from the Royal Marines， 从英国皇家陆战队介绍到美国特种作战司令部的。这里 on loan 是一个词组， loan 在银行里非常常见，表示贷款的意思。在这里 on loan 不表示借贷款，而表示暂借。咱们来举两个例子。第一个， It's not my book. I've got it on loan from the library.那不是我的书，是我从图书馆借来的。再比如 This picture is on loan from the Louvre to the National Gallery. 这幅画是由卢浮宫借给国家美术馆的。 听到同事这么介绍 Blonsky， 将军说 I know you cashed in some chips for this, Joe。 我知道你动了一些人脉， Joe。 在这里 cash in chips 这个词组字面上的意思就是把筹码兑换成现金，比如说 If there is a buyer for my share of the business, I'd like to cash in my chips。 如果有买主，我愿意把手上的股份卖掉。在这里 Ross 感谢 Joe 说我知道 you cashed in some chips for this，就是说你是花了代价才把这个人 Blonsky 借调到我这儿的。
我为你组织了一支十分精干的突击队，队长是位业界精英，他叫埃米尔·布朗斯基，生在俄国，在英国长大，从英军借调到美国特别行动司令部。
格雷雷，感谢您为此事付出的努力，
乐意效劳，这是我该做的。
为了抓捕远在巴西的 Bruce， 将军派出了包括 Blonsky 在内的一队士兵，立即展开了行动。但是 Blonsky 呢，并不知道这个任务的真实的内情。
Your target is a fugitive from the U.S. government, sole military secret. He is also implicated in the death of two scientists, a military officer, an Idaho state trooper, and possibly two Canadian hunters. So don't wait to see if he's a fighter. Trank him and bring him back.
Blonsky 并不清楚他们要对付什么人。罗斯将军是这样形容 Bruce 的 ：Your target is a fugitive from the U.S. government who sole military secrets.你的目标是美国政府的通缉犯，他窃取了军事机密。Fugitive 表示逃亡者的意思。另外 ，Ross 还说 ，Bruce 涉嫌杀了很多人。He is also implicated in the death of blah 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 blah。这里 implicate 就是牵涉、涉及的意思。比如 ，The evidence clearly implicated him in the crime。证据清楚显示他与这件案件有牵连。再比如说 ，He was implicated in the murder。他和一宗凶杀案有牵连。最后，将军下达命令 ，So don't wait to see if he's a fighter, trunk him and bring him back。所以别等他反抗，把他麻醉，然后带回来。Trunk, T-R-A-N-Q, trunk 在美国和加拿大的口语中等于 T-R-A-N-K， 表示的是镇静药和安定药的意思，也就是麻醉剂。
记住目标和位置，动作要迅速，要装活的。瞄准目标后要使用麻醉飞镖，不到万不得已不准使用实弹。当地警局会协助我们的。
他是军人吗？
他是美国政府通缉的重要逃犯，罪名是窃取军事机密，同时还涉嫌杀害两名科学家、一名军官、一名警察和两名加拿大烈士。所以不管他是不是军人，先将他麻醉好，然后把他带回来。
与此同时呢，神秘的 Mr. Blue 蓝先生正在积极的帮 Bruce 寻找治愈的方法，但是苦于缺少实验数据。这一天呢，警觉的 Bruce 在晚上察觉到有人要追捕他，所以立即逃走了。
That night, Bruce first became the hawk, and he is very powerful. Blonsky fails to catch him.
在搜捕 Bruce 暂住的屋子的时候，将军发现了女儿 Betty 的照片，同时 Blonsky 终于知道这个巨人 hawk 就是 Bruce。
Good evening, sir.Doesn't anybody want to talk about what went down in there? Because he didn't lose us. And he was not alone, sir. We had him. And then something hit us. Something big hit us.
They threw up a forklift truck like it was a softball.
It's the most powerful thing I've ever seen.
Well, it's gone.
But if Bannon knows what it is, I'm going to track him down. I'm going to put my foot on his throat.
That was Bannon. It was Bannon.
You have to explain that statement, sir.
No, I don't. You've done a good job. Pack up and get our men on the plane. We're going home.
因为看到了女儿 Betty 的照片呢，江醒一再的强调说这个 Bruce 啊一直都是单独行动的，不会和别人再有什么联系。但是显然 Blonsky 不相信，因为他明明遭到了一个怪兽的袭击啊，他认为那个怪兽啊是 Bruce 的帮凶。
Blonsky 还在强调说 It was the most powerful thing I've ever seen， 我从来没有见过这么厉害的东西。最后江醒只好承认 That was Banner， It was Banner， 那个就是 Banner， 你所谓的怪兽就是 Banner。
对不起长官，谁能解释一下这到底怎么回事？我们包围了他，他却不在乎，而且还不止一个人。后来我们遭遇到的是一个巨人袭击了我们。那家伙扔他车就像扔皮球一样，我从没见过这么厉害的家伙。
都过去了，
如果班纳知道真相，我一定要抓住他，我要踩住他的脖子问他的究竟。
他就是班纳，怪物又是班纳。
长官你什么意思？请您解释一下。
没必要，你表现得很好，让你的部下准备登机，我们回家。
再次醒来的时候呢， Bruce 已经在危地马拉的土地上了。
A truck driver drives him to Mexico。
而这个时候呢，回到了美国的 Blonsky 不甘心没有抓到 Hawk， 他向 Rose 将军请求参加下一次的抓捕行动。
I've run into bad situations on crap missions before. I've seen good men go down here because someone didn't let us know what we were walking into. I've moved on to the next one because that's what we do, right? And that's the job. For this?This is a whole new level of weird. I don't feel inclined to step away from it. So if you're taking another crack at him, I want in. And with respect, you should be looking for a team that's prepped and ready to fight, because if that thing shows up again, you're going to have a lot of professional tough guys pissing in their pants. Sir.
Blonsky 还是没弄明白整件事到底是怎么回事。他说 This is a whole new level of weird, and I don't feel inclined to step away from it.这次的事实让人无法理解，我不想就这样撒手不管。 Inclined 形容词是倾向于有什么什么印象的意思，比如 I'm inclined to believe him innocent， 我倾向于相信他的无辜。另外像这句话 I'm inclined to get tired easily， 我动不动就会感到疲乏，这里 inclined 的意思就是有什么什么趋势的，易于怎么怎么样的。还有 inclined 也可以表达想做某事，比如说 We can go for a walk if you feel so inclined， 你要是愿意的话咱们去散散步吧。再比如 The news makes me inclined to change my mind， 这条消息使我产生了改变主意的念头。所以这里 Blonsky 说 I don't feel inclined， 我不想 to step away from it， 撤出这项任务。 So if you were taking another crack at him， I want in， 如果还有下一次的抓捕，我请求参加。
我以前在执行任务时也陷入过困境，因为不知道自己究竟在执行什么任务，结果导致人员伤亡。我不应该抱怨，因为我是军人，那是我的职责。这件事实在令人无法理解，我不想就这样草草收场。下次抓捕他时，我希望还能参加。恕我直言，长官，应该组织一支训练有素的部队来对付他。那家伙再出现的话，就算是职业军人，我看也会被吓破胆的。相信我。
将军接受了 Blonsky 的建议，并且向他披露了有关 Hawk 的内情。
The general tells Blonsky everything about how Bruce Banner turns into Hawk and the real purpose of making Hawk.
Let me emphasize that what I'm about to share with you is tremendously sensitive both to me personally and the Army. You're aware that we've got an infantry weapons development program. Well, in WW2, they initiated a sub-program.For biotech force enhancement.
A super soldier.
Yes. An oversimplification, but yes. And I dusted it off. Got them doing serious work again, bold work.
Across the hall, they're trying to arm you better.
And we're trying to make you better.
Banner's work was very early phase. It wasn't even weapons application.
He thought he was working on radiation resistance.
I would never have told him what the project really was.
But he was so sure of what he was onto that he tested it on himself. And something went very wrong.
Or it went very right. As far as I'm concerned, that man's whole body is property of the U.S. Army.
You said he wasn't working on weapons, right?
No.
But you were, weren't you? You're trying other things.
One serum. Major Melendez. It was very promising.
Who had he run?
He's a scientist. He's not one of us.
Lonsky, how old are you? 45?
39.
It takes a toll, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So get out of the trenches. You should be a colonel by now with your record.
No, I'm fighting. I'll be one for as long as I can. You know, if I could take what I know now, put it in the body I had 10 years ago, that would be something I wouldn't want to fight.
I could probably arrange something like that.
将军告诉布朗斯基呢，说这可是一个高度机密。其实在二战期间啊，美国就在研发这样的武器，就是能够利用生物科技的力量来增强士兵们的战斗力。
将军说 I dusted it off. Just been doing serious work again. Bold work. 我重启了这项研究，让他们认真大胆地开始工作。 Dust off. 表面的意思是掸去灰尘。那我们可以想象一下，东西放了很长的时间以后都落了灰，掸去灰尘就是为了再次使用它。所以 dust off 也就是引申为长期搁置后重新使用。比如说 After working in a factory for several years, he decided to dust off his middle school textbooks and sit for the college entrance examination. 在工厂里工作几年以后，他决定复习一下中学课本，参加高考。再比如说 I have to dust off my French if we are going to move to Paris. 如果我们要搬到巴黎的话，我就得把法语重新拾起来。所以将军在这里说 I dusted it off， 也就是说这项研究其实在中间中断过，是这个将军重新启动了这个项目。
接着 Ross 将军告诉 Blansky 说 Bruce Banner 参加了这个项目的初期研究，但他从来不知道这项研究呢是要用于武器生产，而实际上那个研究呢已经有了一定的成果，就是他们已经生产出来了一种血清。
将军说 One serum we developed was very promising， 我们开发了一种血清，前景非常看好。 serumSERUM 血清的意思。 Blonsky 听到这个非常兴奋，说道 I'm a fighter, I'll be one for as long as I can. 我是个战士，自始至终都是。显然这个 Blonsky 是非常渴望和绿巨人再次交手的。所以将军说 I could probably arrange something like that. 也许我可以帮你安排和他交手。
那 Rose 将军在说这句话的时候呢， Blonsky 似乎心领神会，看来 Rose 要启动他的秘密武器了，就是他们研发出的那种血清。
该怎么跟你说呢？因为这件事非常的敏感，无论是对官方还是个人都是一样的。你大概知道我们有一个步兵武器的研发计划，早在二战的时候就开始的一项分支研究，利用生物技术提高作战能力。
超级士兵？
没错，你这样称呼非常准确。我让他们重新进行了认真而大胆的尝试，目的是为了让你们这些士兵用上更好的装备。戴安娜参与了早期阶段的工作，完全不涉及武器应用方面。她还以为是进行抗辐射研究，我从没告诉过她这项计划的真实目的。她对自己的工作充满了自信，还拿自己的身体做试验，结果发生了重大事故。也可以说歪打正着。目前他的身体完全属于美国军方所有。
你是说他没参加武器研发对吗？
对，
而实际上你们另有打算。
我们开发了一种血清，前景非常看好。
他为什么逃跑？
他是科学家，和你我不是一路人。你今年多大了？45。
39。
现在人都老得快。
是的，没错。
离开前线吧，凭你的资格可以晋升上校。
不，我是战士，我自始至终都像是战士。我发誓，如果10年前我知道了这件事，我是不会和他交手的。
也许我能帮你提升作战能力。
与此同时呢， Bruce 已经偷偷潜回了美国，他希望能够搞到以前研究的那些数据和资料，好让 Mr. Blue 呢帮助他找到治愈自己的药物。而当他回到了以前进行研究的这个高华大学的时候，看到了阔别已久的女友 Betty。
But Betty does not see him, and she is dating a psychiatrist, Samson.
Bruce 心灰意冷地来到自己以前经常光顾的披萨店，好心的老板 Stan 为他提供了住处。
Stan, I give you my word. Whatever you've heard about me, it's not true.
Oh, I know it. I always knew it. I mean, you know how I felt about you two. Have you talked to her?
No. She doesn't know that I'm here. She's with somebody?
He's a head shrink. They say he's one of the best, but a really nice guy.
Good.
Bruce, what can I do to help you?
I could use a bed for a few nights.
Well, you can have the spare room upstairs.
That'd be so great. There's one other thing.
Bruce 听到三之后赶紧解释。Stan, I give you my word. Whatever you've heard about me is not true. Stan, 我得让你知道，你所听到的关于我的传言都是不实之词啊。Bruce 在这里说 I give you my word, 其实意思就是 I promise you, 我保证怎么怎么样。比如说 I give you my word that I will finish the project. 我向你保证，我一定会完成这个项目。
我得让你知道，有关我的传闻都是不实之词。
哦，我知道，我早就知道。你知道我对你们俩的态度。你跟他谈过了吗？
没有。他不知道我在这儿。他有男朋友了？
是名心理医生，听说是顶尖高手，人品还不错。
哦，是吗？那就好。
班长，我能帮你做什么？
我想在这儿借宿几晚。
啊，你可以住楼上的客房。
真是太感谢了。另外还有件事。
那接下来呢，在这个好心的 Stan 的帮助下， Bruce 冒充送披萨的店员潜入了高华大学的实验室。到底他有没有获得他想要的那些数据和资料呢？接下来故事又将怎样发展呢？明天节目当中我们再继续的和 Tom 来分享这部绿巨人的续集无敌浩克。
Well, before the end, let's review some words and phrases.
Kick,
极度兴奋。 Alone, 暂借。 Cash in chips, 把筹码兑换成现金。Fugitive, 逃亡者。 Implicate, 牵涉、涉及。 Trunk, 镇静药、安定药。 Inclined, 倾向于。 Dust off, 重新使用。 And that's all for today.
I'm Jesse, see you tomorrow.
I'm Tom, bye bye.
Enjoy listening.
All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语 PK 台一起学起来
还有收音机
你 out 了北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索“掌上 AM774” 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。
Yeah!